This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the authentic hadith, it was reported that a man said, when a sinner came to him and asked him for repentance, this was in the time of the Israeliyat, one of the men came to this pious rabbi and said, oh so-and-so, I have committed zina and I've killed a few human beings. Is there any repentance for me? And so the man replied and he said, how can Allah forgive someone like you? So the Prophet ﷺ said in this authentic hadith in Bukhari, he said, who is there that is saying that Allah will not forgive? I have forgiven the person that he said that I will not forgive, and I have nullified the deeds of that person who said so. Meaning one word, all he said is one word. One sentence that was mistaken, but Allah got so angry that he nullified all his deeds. My brothers and sisters in Islam, is there anyone who can guarantee me that for the rest of their lives, they're not going to say a single word that might anger Allah? If you can guarantee that, then alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But if you can't guarantee it, just like I can't guarantee it, then pay attention to what I'm going to tell you now. What I'm going to tell you now are some of the ways to guarantee you enter Jannah. Guarantee you will enter Jannah, bi-idhnillah, 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 as long as you die upon Islam. And because these are statements and hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ does not lie, and the hadith are not lies. So I wrote down every single thing that I could know, and I searched and I read, and I opened up books and I searched and I asked my mashayikh, and I wrote down every single thing I could think of through which people could go to Jannah, and definitely Jannah becomes obligatory for you. And then what did I do? Just like the way I normally do, I summarized them all. I said, you know what, this one, it's like similar to that one similar to that one. So I put them all together and I came up with seven categories. I came up with seven categories of deeds that you could do that will offer surety, enter you into Jannah, bi-idhnillah, bi-idhnillah, without any excuse, inshallah, you will go to Jannah if you do it. So let me start off the seven things that will enter you into Jannah bi-idhnillah. And I'm going to start from the smallest or the easiest or the least, and I'm going to go to the highest. One of the seven categories is only for women, but the rest are for both men and women as well. So category number seven, the lowest thing or the least of the seven things that will enter you into Jannah most definitely is what? Category number seven is putting a smile on a Muslim's face. Helping a Muslim. There are so many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whoever helps his Muslim brother, whoever goes out of his way to help his Muslim brother, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. In the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said in Sahih Muslim, he said, there is no reward for the one who makes a Muslim happy except Jannah. Allahu Akbar. No reward for one who makes a Muslim happy except Jannah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, can't you make your Muslim brothers and sisters happy? There are too many people crying today. Too many Muslims are so sad. They're sad. Their homes are destroyed. The families are destroyed. Can't you make a Muslim happy? Can't you make it your jihad in your life? Every day I'm going to make one Muslim happy. One Muslim I'm going to make happy. Every day. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you must do so. You must, every single day that you wish to enter Jannah, be of those people who make one Muslim happy.